Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, February 10th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net, which is preparing and sharing these messages intended to instruct and encourage. Well, we're having another massive snowstorm, and I just stepped out in it. It's changed now into howling winds as well. And, of course, we're managing to get some illustrations and photos from the store, including an outstanding photo that Brooksine took today of two goldfinches with a third coming in for landing. It's a neat picture. Today's message is titled, God's Voice. And the scripture text is from Job 37, verses 5 and 6.
God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding. He says to the snow, "Fall on the earth," and to the rain shower, "Be a mighty downpour."
We're in the midst, as I mentioned, of another large snowstorm here in Pennsylvania. We just had one on Saturday, and here on Wednesday, I don't know if it'll be as much snow, but at the rate it's coming, it just might be. As we look out our window this morning, the snow is still falling steadily. And I just measured, and we have 12 inches of new snow on the ground. Well, Brooksine is especially enjoying watching the birds. She likes the finches, snowbirds, and the cardinals. Well, as we've noted several times, the cardinals capture our attention since their scarlet color is like a red fluorescent light gleaming in the broad landscape of white snow.
The Bible doesn't mention snow a lot, as it was not common in the region where the Bible events took place. But the Bible people certainly knew of snow, and it's periodically used as an illustration. The daily verse is part of the speech of Elihu, who spoke following the exchange between Job and his three friends. We've always enjoyed Elihu's perspective, although God certainly has the final say at the end of the book. The falling snow is another reminder of God's providential care and ruling over all the earth.
The verse begins, God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. Well, we desire to have a perspective on life in which we hear God's voice in this silent falling snow, the splattering rain, the mighty winds, and even the occasional pelting hail that falls from the sky. We marvel at the variety of ways God speaks to us and provides for our spiritual and physical needs. Each element of nature has a divine and practical purpose.
We might focus on how it inconveniences our lives and alters our schedules. Or like Elihu, we may simply remember this plainly spoken truth, and I quote, "He says to the snow, 'Fall on the earth,' and to the rain shower, 'Be a mighty downpour,'" end quote. It's His ways, and we do well to recognize God's sovereign rule over humankind. Witnessing His almighty power puts mankind's limited power into proper perspective.
Well, there's another verse a chapter later that states in Job 38:22, "Have you entered the storehouses of the snow or seen the storehouses of the hail?" Well, God did not intend that snow or hail take up permanent residency like the giant oaks, the mighty seas, or mountainous structures that have stood for thousands of years. Our lives in this world are subject to His sovereign design, His eternal timetable.
He does great things beyond our understanding. Well, this is a great verse to ponder. What He does is great, although it may go beyond our finite or limited understanding. It might not make any sense at all to us. In researching music for our message today, we came across a song by Stephen Curtis Chapman, and I'm not sure that he wrote it. He might have written it for another family whose child died early, but particularly it pertains to his daughter's tragic death and the lack of full understanding but acceptance of God's plan.
It is really a thoughtfully written song, and it's sang in such a moving way because there's not a lot of strength in his voice, and I don't mean that negatively, but there's a brokenness about it that is quite appropriate for the song. We actually have a link to it today on our site if you're interested. Well, today, let us encourage you to again, keep your focus on God, who continues to do great things beyond our understanding. He who works in the storm is also working in our lives this day. Often it's in the precipitous storm that he is speaking. Be sure to listen. He is in control and will have the final say.
Let's pray together. Father, we recognize your handiwork in nature, and we welcome your handiwork in our lives. Help us to look to you and trust your sovereign plan to unfold in our lives day by day, year by year, while we look to you as our hope and stay. It is the only real and lasting stability we have in this life. We pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we are on the web. We mention additional materials, links to songs and photos, and you can see them on our website at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Wednesday, February 10th, 2010, and it's still really snowing outside as we conclude our message. We've already determined that we'll be canceling our service this evening, and I'm sure a lot of cancellations all throughout our area and perhaps up and down the eastern seaboard. We want to point out we do have several photos taken this morning of the storm. Actually, the photo of Roxy running through the snow was taken a couple nights ago. She's been so reluctant to get out in it, but once she's in it, she seems to have a good time. Several songs today. We referred to a Stephen Curtis Chapman song, Our God is in Control. And then several others that we believe will bless you today as well. Well, may you be encouraged and may you recognize God's marvelous voice speaking to us today.